I see. Well, I always want to know. Maybe I can use that in future.
And the green, so often from our boy, many families used to throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, when it's cooked, is at times the best part of that whole vegetable.
Is that right?
That was the considered waste. Mm-hmm. And even years gone by, like other things, the cauliflower was very cheap. You had a great big one for a nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a big one that probably cost you 75 cents.
Yeah.
But
what would you call that thing you're sitting in right now, just generally?
An armchair.
What about this, on a fireplace, the part of the fireplace in the front, you know, the part that sticks out in the front, extends into the room?
The grill?
No, this is on the ground.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You're thinking of the cricket in the cricket on the...
On the hearth?
Yeah.
It's so, my nieces, they all have fireplaces. Don't speak of it. I know that.
How about the things in the fireplace that keep the logs in place?
You mean the andirons?
And how about the part over the fireplace, that shelf over the top of the fireplace?
Mantle shelf. Yeah, we use both terms, on the mantle and on the... We often would say the shelf on the fireplace, you know, or on the mantle.
And how about a big log in the fireplace, the one that lasts for quite a long time?
Well, I think they would call that the backlog. Is that the part of it?
Sure. How about small pieces of wood do you use?
Kindling.
How about that white, that matter that comes out of, if your chimney is stuck up, you can get the room full of this stuff.
What do you mean? Ashes?
All right, or...
Well,
that's good, but also, this is a substance that floats around in the air that comes out of a fire. Comes from a fire.
Ash? Let me see what it is.
You have to clean this out of a chimney, out of a pipe or a flue.
Soot?
Yeah.
Well, the soot is usually black.
Okay.
They don't call it... would you call the white stuff also a soot?
No, it is black. You're right.
When you described white, I couldn't remember. If you said black, I...
No, that's right. That's my mistake.
I mean, I'm not trying to...
No, you're right.
You.
Yeah.
I try to think I...
Listen, that's all right. When I'm...
No, I'm not correcting you.
Sure. How about that? What would you call that piece of furniture over there?
The piece you're pointing at.
The one that the...
The three seats?
Yes.
Well, I would call it a settee. Of course, it could. People do so. I use it for a couch, but it's not a couch, you know.
What's a couch?
Well, a couch is a piece of furniture that's used to...
How does it differ from a settee? I mean, that's...
Well, a couch could be a settee, too. A settee is intended mainly for sitting upright,
sitting upright.
And a couch can be used for either sitting upright or lying down.
How about, do you remember something like that, you probably had one when you were younger?
A lounge.
Yeah.
I don't mean a cocktail lounge either.
No, I don't mean
that was a very, very common expression, though. Where's Pa? He's sleeping on the lounge.
Sure.
That was a very...
And how about, would you ever use the term sofa?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What's
sure.
that?
Well, it's another name. It's a little... Whether it's a better name, it's another name for a lounge.
Okay.
And a sofa, if I was trying to classify it, I would say a sofa is a little more of a fancy design and more artistic and probably not quite so large.